I'm going to read one scripture, Jeremiah 4 and 14. It says, Jeremiah 4 and 14. It said, "O Jerusalem, wash." The Lord woke me up one night too and gave me this. I may have read this before, but it's in my spirit now. It says, "O Jerusalem, wash thine hands from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee?" He's crying out for us to clean our inner man. And through prayer, crying out to God, laying before him, it's a hard cry. A hard cry. God is crying out for our hearts. He's crying out for us to get before him and get it right. Get our mind off of everything. Ernestine was there. So I'm telling y'all what I know. I ain't telling y'all what I heard, what somebody said. I'm telling y'all where I was. But God delivered me. God brought me back in line with his word. Hallelujah. Hey! He set me back in place. Hallelujah. 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 And I can serve him with my whole heart and all that is within me. Hallelujah. I can walk in love. Hallelujah. I was so full of mess, y'all. Hurt. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you know, when I first come back in, the Lord said, "You got to go to this one, this one, this one, and you got to apologize." Well, I don't see why, Lord. I got to go apologize, you know. But I did. Didn't make a room. But, I had to do it. You got whatever he gave you to do, you got to do it. Amen. Humble yourself before him. And honestly, Bishop, I don't have anything else. To God be the glory. I pray somebody got something in the name of Jesus.